Hello, it's Vanessa again from Beyond the Room. We're just at the end of the day now, but I'm here with Steph Prady from the University of York, who's going to give some highlights about her work around social inequality in relation to the closing the gap. Okay, I'll hand you over.
So the day has been so illuminating by getting lots of different perspectives from different sectors on what we should focus on and prioritise. And key to all this is co-production. So we need to be talking to people with lived experience of severe mental illness and their social and economic situations and understand what they think would work for them. And that is our absolute starting point.
Yeah, I think it's a really important point. And a lot of the conversation online today has been about, but what about social inequality? What about people who are excluded? There's been a lot of conversation about, for example, digital technology and how it's really positive, but a lot of the focus is around people who are obviously digitally literate, and what about people who are digitally excluded? So I think the social inequality aspect of this is really important, and I'm really keen that we share that with the online audience and the people know that that's been looked at, because it's such an important subject and it's often something that's not touched on.
So I think that what's really come out today is the understanding of community research. So working with, again, co-producing and working with people who are the intended recipients of an intervention and understanding what works for them, what barriers they face due to the economic and social situations that they're in their particular context, and them giving us ideas about how to facilitate their involvement. So we really don't want to leave anyone behind in our research. So a very clear message from all the talented people in this room today was to involve people at a community level and understand what it is will work for them.
Yeah, I think that's really important, because for a lot of years the issue around co-production has been that often it's not representative of everybody's voices, so lots of people who are quite disadvantaged who aren't in the room, and so there's often been lots of conversations about whether co-production is truly representative. So, for example, you know, prison population, homeless people, various other disadvantaged people. So how do you think the network will address that issue?
So they, working with voluntary groups and people on the ground in community development, hopefully will be able to access and understand the views of those people who are traditionally excluded from patient and participant involvement. So by really having a bottom-up approach where we actively try and seek out, with the help of people who live in the community, really seek out people who we're trying to target. So significant effort needs to be put into that, and there are funding considerations around that. But we absolutely need to build this into our research to make sure that any intervention doesn't end up leaving some people behind.